Okay. Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and we are today in the 12th chapter of Revelation. Now, I do invite you with your television set to watch Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's Believer's Voice of Victory this week. I am concluding 2 weeks of teaching on the book of Revelation. The Lord told us to teach on the book of Revelation, and we're doing it in four places right now. Number one, we're doing it on BVOV, Believer's Voice of Victory. And if you tune in there this week, you'll get the very opening parts of Revelation. Then we're doing it on radio right here. And we're doing it Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock out here on Prayer Mountain. And at our autumn assembly, three afternoons, I'm going to take a quick look at the book of Revelation each afternoon. Now, we're going to go back again to Revelation 12, verse 7. And I'm going to reread some of the things we read yesterday. And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. The dragon and his angels waged war. And they were not strong enough, and there was no longer found a place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Now, Hilton Sutton says about this, and I believe he's right, that this describes Satan's fall, his initial fall, and that it is informational. For Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from the heaven. And I told you yesterday that to study that initial fall, I recommend my own book, The Blood and the Glory. But I can see in this passage in Revelation the past, the present, and the future. For I can see what David Barron pointed out, that with prophecy, there can be a filling, initial filling, subsequent fillings, and then the full filling. And yesterday we talked about how this worked with Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son that she will call Emmanuel. There was actually a little boy born back in those times that 7:15, 16, and 17 tells about, and he was a sign, that actual little child. And certain things happened before he got very old. But we know from the New Testament, which is progressive revelation, when the angel came to speak to Joseph, he told him not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife, for the child has been conceived in her as of the Holy Spirit. She shall bear a son. You shall call his name Yeshua, for he will save his people from their sins. I'm reading from Matthew 1:22 now. Now all this took place to fulfill. See, here we have the fulfillment of it. To fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. Now we see that Isaiah 14 is fulfilled with the births of Jesus. Another thing that happens with prophecy, and that's something that I want to kind of pay attention to right here, a prophet can skip hundreds of or even thousands of years at what is presented to us as a comma. The modern translators put in all the punctuation. But from just let's take for instance what Jesus said in Luke 21. And remember that in Luke 21, Jesus is speaking of the second temple and its surrounding by Titus and the Romans. Matthew 24 is speaking about tribulation time. But now here in the 21st chapter of Luke, Jesus is speaking about, he's warning the people about Titus and the Romans coming. And it happened 40 years after he prophesied it in the year 70 AD. Jesus said, and I'm reading from Luke 21:20, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then recognize that her desolation is near. Then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains, and those who are in the midst of the city must leave, and those who are in the country must not enter the city. Because these are days of vengeance, so that all things which are written will be fulfilled. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress upon the land and wrath to this people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword and will be led captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled under feet by the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. This certainly happened. The Jews fell at the edge of the sword. They died. Those who did not die were led away captive. Rome led them away. They eventually ended up in all nations over the earth. You can see this triumphal arch that still stands in Rome, marking out their Judean conquering of Jerusalem. And there you will see that they have the Jews with leading them with something around them into captivity. And Jesus said, Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Jesus skips 2,000 years from Titus and the Romans until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. The fulfilling will not occur until the end of the tribulation period, when the Gentile armies, the nations that follow Antichrist, will be defeated. I am considering and thinking about the scattering of Israel into the wilderness. God says he will scatter them to the wilderness. Might include her scattering by the Romans, as well as the last 3.5 years of the tribulation week of years. And we see here that he says, Revelation 12:6, then the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared by God. She was indeed scattered throughout all the world, and God watched over her for those 2,000 years. She's not gone. Many people tried to destroy her under Satan's instigation, but she's still here. Israel is still here. But then it points out that she shall be nourished for 1,260 days, and this definitely is speaking about the last 3.5 years of the tribulation. I can also see that the initial fall of Satan is here, and perhaps verse 10, now this is the one that, you know, verse 10 says, then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before our God day and night. In considering this, and considering the great what was spoken here that happened in verse, let me see which verse that is, verse 10, now the salvation and the power. And I heard a loud voice saying, I'm reading you King James, now is coming salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of the Christ. That's the authority of the Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down. So I can see also here in thinking about this, that verse 10 can also speak of a future throwing down of the powers of the air from their present abode, a virtual war of the angels of God. I can see a virtual war of the angels of God against them in mid heaven. For there will be the casting down of those powers. They will come down. And they will also be thrown out from that mid-heaven. And I can see that as Satan and his evil angels are the powers, he's the prince of the powers of the air, as they're thrown out from there, he will come down with great wrath for his last gasp effort at survival. And don't forget, he's fighting for his survival. And here we have our wonderful verse giving us the weapon, which since Jesus shed his own precious blood and carried it to the mercy seat of God, we have always the overcoming power that stops the devil in his tracks. And that is the blood of Jesus Christ. And we see here written Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even when faced with death. The blood always defeats him. He cannot stand against the blood. Ever since Jesus shed it and rose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. So now we can overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. But there is going to come a group who, in the last of the time of the tribulation, They overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death, the American Standard Version reads. Right now, we give our lives in service to him. Our own wills, we surrender to his will. But there are also those in the past, and there will be those in the future, who will be faced with death and will enter the high place of high honor given to the martyrs. Revelation 12:13. And when the dragon saw that he was thrown down to earth, he persecuted the women who gave birth to the male child. But he has persecuted her. He has persecuted Israel since Jesus was caught up. But this is also speaking of a time of great persecution, which he will attempt to, one last time, he'll take an attempt to wipe out Israel from the earth. This is Revelation 12:14. But the two wings of the great eagle were given to the woman, so that she could fly into the wilderness to her place, where she was nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. This is the 3 1/2 years. And this ties us right back to Daniel again. And the serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, so that he might cause her to be swept away with the flood. Persecution, anti-Semitism, we've seen it throughout the years. It's devilish. And if you have any of it in you, you want to get rid of it. Because it is Satan who has tried always to demonize the Jews, disenfranchise them from Israel. And so this anti-Semitism will increase here at the end, and it will be greatly personified in the Antichrist. I want to be sure to invite you, because we're coming to the end of days. We're at the end of days. And it's a time when to know what to do, we need to, and to use our authority, especially our authority, our congregate authority, our unified authority in prayer. We're coming together for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer, October 25th through 29 in Branson, Missouri. And what I have led of the Lord is just keep this as simple as you can and follow the Holy Ghost. So we ask you to come with us and just be as focused as you can be to let the Lord use you with us here in Branson, Missouri, especially for our country and especially before the time of the election. So this is Billy Brim inviting you to register online. Doesn't cost you a thing, but we want to know you're coming at billybrim.org or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Shalom.